thankful, grateful, important. I want to take you to a couple of verses that for many of you is probably on your mind already. I want us to examine it this morning for a few minutes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul is writing all the way through the book of Thessalonians as we're slowly working through it. But he comes at the end and he's taking everything that he's teaching, all about the persecution, all about the struggles, all about life as a Christian in a time when Nero and Claudius and all that kind of people, all the pressure of the violent leaders. And then he comes right near the end and he says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. How many of you have heard these verses before? Okay, now I'm gonna teach you a little more about this. It's something the Holy Spirit showed me this week that actually really helped me understand how these verses work in real life. Because how many of you have been told, you're going through a struggle, be joyful. Yeah, just pray about it. Or be thankful for what you're going through. Be thankful for what has been given to you. Be thankful for anything. That's not what the Apostle Paul is talking about. I want you to relook at these verses. Pull them up on your phone. Look at it on the verses. Now, I'm going to do something to you, Dwight. I'm going to get you to put up those verses. Verse 16. I want you to take out 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and the period. Okay, now, I want you to see this and then put a comma. Now, the reason I'm asking is when I look at it, I studied it. I'm not a Greek scholar, but I have some good texts that will help me understand that. And in the New Testament Greek, where it was originally written, okay, the original language, I've talked about this. Some of you know Low German. I don't know Low German. But some of the phrases in Low German can't be translated properly into English. Am I right? Okay? Those of you who know Low German. Those of you don't, just trust me. Okay? And what happens is we take the original language of the New Testament Greek and we try to make them into English. Our relative English. Now also take the next verse and take out the reference and put a comma after that phrase, never stop praying, comma. See, I want you to understand that as I was looking at this, I'm going, okay, this is one sentence. This verse 16, 17, and 18 is one complete sentence. It's not three sentences. And I think a lot of preachers love it because they can have a three-point sermon. Okay? And the original, when they added the verses and the chapters, they just went boom, boom, boom. But when the original 1 Thessalonians was written, there was no chapters, no verses. We've talked about this before. It was one thought. It was one thought. Okay? So, now take out the 17 and add it to be joyful. Sorry, Clay, I'm making, but this is kind of fun. See how good he is on the computer. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Always be joyful, never stop praying, and then comma again, be thankful in all circumstances. That's how it's written. Always be joyful, comma. Praying always, comma, be thankful. It's one thought. So the encouragement to us is if any of us at any point or in the future are going through a struggle, we need all three. There'll be times in a struggle when we're joyful, and there's times when we're just gloomy and depressed and down. So then we need to be praying. We need to be praying. Or we just need to be thankful for something. Give me something. That's what he's talking about. It's not three different thoughts. It's one thought. One thought. That's what helps us to move forward. Now, I'm going to ask you to do one more thing, Dwight. After, so as always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, the comma after circumstances should be a semicolon. How many of you know what a semicolon is? Okay. A semicolon is actually a very important punctuation, and we don't tend to look at punctuation. That's why I have an exclamation point, or a period, or whatever the exclamation, and the semicolon is very important. And it's also in the original Greek translation. We are to always be joyful, comma. Never stop praying, comma. Because he's saying, I'm taking a breath. Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful. That's hard to say. Be joyful. Pray. Be thankful. Semicolon. So he's taking all three of those phrases and he's saying, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Now, for this is God's will. Is the circumstance God's will? Is the difficulty God's will? Is whatever we're going through in difficulty God's will? It can be, and it doesn't have to be. We don't always know. But whatever is going on, actually what we should be thankful for, and this is what is God's will, is being joyful and praying and being thankful. It all works together in the difficulty that we're going through. Now, I want you to look at where it says, be thankful in all circumstances. How many of you have heard the phrase, be thankful for all circumstances? Is that right? No. How many of us, when we're going through a difficult situation, can say, oh man, doggone it, am I ever thankful for this circumstance? I love it that I'm going through this difficulty. I'm joyful and I'm praying, man, it's great. The Apostle Paul is writing to his friends in Thessalonica. I know life is tough. I know it's difficult. And I'm encouraging you to be thankful. Look for something in there that you can just trust me in. I've got the whole situation. Just trust me in peace. Yeah, there'll be a few joyful moments. Look for those joyful moments. And of course, talk to me. Pray. Let's be in a relationship together as we're going through this difficult situation. I've got you. I'm going to take you through it. And as we're joyful and we look for those glimmers, as we're praying, as we're looking for those thankful things, I'm going to carry you through this difficult situation. When we as well-meaning Christians walk up to people and go, ah, just be joyful, that doesn't help. When we walk up to just pray about it, that doesn't help. Be thankful for that situation, that doesn't help and it's not biblical. But when we walk up to one another in our church and other people that we know are going through difficult circumstances and we put our arm around them and say, hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, is there one joyful thing that you can look at that's good or even laugh at? Hey, what's one thing just to help you through today? What's one thing I can be thankful for? That's encouraging. three are God's will for us, not the circumstance necessarily, but God's will for us to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful. And it's not necessarily the will, but it's His desire, and He wants us to make the decision, and He wants us, and it pleases Him as we walk through with that kind of attitude. Now, the key is, if we can't, then that's where we need to ask for help. Pray for me, help me, encourage me, because we can't do it alone. That's why we're a church. That's why God pulls us together as a community. We walk with it together. Now, go back to that verse, put it back up there. Keep it up there for the rest of the time. Thanks, Dwight. There's a semicolon. You've got three distinct sentences with commas, but when they're joined by a semicolon, they paint a fuller picture than if they were kept separate. The semicolon communicates a deeper relationship. It's kind of pulling together the three separate sentences and now concluding it and putting it together. That's why a semicolon. It's not just stop, because that's what a lot of preachers have done and interpreted that now it's all God's will that you're going through. No, no. It's all part of it together. That's the importance of a semicolon. We hold it together. Punctuation matters. Now let me illustrate it this way. It's interesting. When I was searching, I Googled, what is a semicolon? I did that. And accidentally, it was kind of weird how all of a sudden this next article came up on the Google search. And this is what it said. With the rise in the popularity of tattoos, there has also been a rise in the number of people getting semicolon tattoos. I did not know that. And you know, there's a proliferation of tattoos, meaningful tattoos, especially as the article went on, especially after the pandemic and all that kind of stuff. There's just everybody and their dog and everybody has a tattoo, okay? But it goes on. It's interesting. So what does a semicolon tattoo mean? The simple answer is that a semicolon tattoo means that the person wearing it has overcome some sort of hardship in their life. Huh. That's what it's talking about. We're going through a difficult time, any one of us, past, present, future. And we're going through it, and we're trying to be joyful, we're walking with God in prayer, and we're being thankful. And then you put a semicolon, which is talking about hope. It's not just the end of it, okay, well, God's got it. No, there's hope going through, and that's what it means. The semicolon has become a symbol of hope for people who have battled depression, anxiety, addiction, and other mental health issues. In fact, there's many more issues, and sometimes, and I'll say this carefully, sometimes the mental health issues are getting all the news and getting all the everything on the internet is about mental health issues. Important as it is, but there's more problems than that. It's physical, it's emotional, it's financial. There's all kinds of difficulties. It's not just mental health. There are many issues that any one of us could be going through, and it's a reminder that even though their story could have ended there, these people are going through struggles and they put on a tattoo of a semicolon. They're saying now, we moved on. We continued through. We fought through it. For some, it represents hope and strength, resilience, and courage. Now, they're all saying it on a human perspective. But where does our strength come from? Where does our hope come from? Where does our courage come from? Where does our resilience come from? Where does our courage come from? Where? From Jesus, from God, the Father, from the Holy Spirit. It's more, that's why this verse is so these verses, or this paragraph, let's not even talk about verses, this paragraph is so important and so hopeful. And that's why I can say, I can stand before you, whatever you have gone through, whatever you're going to go through, whatever you're going through right now, God's got you. He's got you. And He's inviting you with the body of Christ, with the church, to be joyful, to be prayerful, and to be thankful. That is God's will for each of us. And as we go through it, He's got you, He'll hold you, He'll walk with you, and He'll pull other people around you, and you will make it through. One of my favorite, albeit one, kind of one-sided conversation, is when I've sat with people on their deathbed. And whether they could or couldn't hear me or couldn't communicate to me, I'd whisper into their ears, I said, do you believe in Jesus? He's got you. And He'll even take you right here. He'll take your hand whenever He's ready. I sometimes say to people, why is it taking so long for me to go home already? Well, Jesus is just putting on the last finishing around the door or the baseboards on your mansion in heaven. So it's just taking a little bit of time, but He'll get you there. But I say to the person, He's got you. And when He's ready, He will come for you. He will take your hand all the way through death, as we sang one of the songs today. No matter what it is, God's got your hand. And He'll walk you through it. Which gives us all the hope, all the courage, all the strength, all the resilience that we need. So what's the application and a reflection, and then we'll sing. Every day this week, get into that practice. This week, maybe forever, but this week, write 5 things or people that you are thankful for today. Today, so tomorrow morning when you wake up, grab a piece of paper, 5 things you're thankful for. And then pray for God to move your heart into gratefulness. One more thought. What's the difference between thankfulness and gratefulness? Thankfulness is what we're thankful for. The things, the people, different things. But a gratefulness is a heart of gratitude. And the heart, it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's just looking at it and going, oh, I am so thankful that I am so grateful. That emotion, to work through it and to enjoy it and to appreciate how lucky we actually are. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, we are so thankful and grateful. God, You are good. I pray for us as a church that You would walk with every one of us no matter what we're going through. And then no doubt we think of others that we know and we love and we care about that are going through difficulties too. Would You encourage them? Would You meet them with joy? Draw them into prayer. Would You give them a thankful, grateful heart? God, that You would assure them that You have them and You're walking with them and You're walking with us. We love You, Jesus, and we're thankful. In Your name, we pray. Amen.